Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Hope you're having a wonderful day, week, month, year so far. I talked a lot about self-love club and just ways of speaking to yourself with kindness. Today, I'm going to do a little bit of tough love. And I think it's good to have both, right? This is what I do in my space with my clients. Is I nurture them, but I also speak the truth to them. And a lot of my topics and the way that I work has a lot to do with what I've experienced in my life. And so today I wanted to talk about how to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Yep, you heard that right. I did say how to stop feeling sorry for yourself. I think that there is truth in knowing that you have experienced something that was painful and hurtful, and also not letting that thing rule over you for the rest of your life, not letting you define yourself because of circumstances that may or may not have been in your control. So are you in a life where something major shifted the way that you live today? And I'm going to give you a couple examples, right? Things that I've experienced with my clients, myself, just all the different things that have come up is, did you have a major health crisis? Was there a chronic illness that you were diagnosed with? Multiple sclerosis, diabetes, cancer, whatever, anything that shifted the way that you live your life, right? You had an idea in your head, you had a trajectory for yourself, and suddenly that's no longer what you thought it was going to be. So that's one area where you didn't have control, right? It kind of, you know, happened to you. And I'm going to use all the words that really come up in our head, right? It happened to me. Or did you have a huge career change that you didn't expect? Maybe you were fired from a job. Maybe there was some kind of malpractice issue that happened. Maybe you were sued for something in your work. Or, you know, maybe you were demoted, right? Like there's so many things that can happen in the workspace. Now I'm going to go to your personal life. Maybe you have a relationship that didn't work out the way that you thought or hoped. Maybe your marriage really wasn't what you thought it was, right? Maybe you had a partner who decided he or she was out and not interested in this journey that you started together. You've gotten a divorce. Your spouse cheated on you. There's been abuse of any form, right? Maybe something else in personal life, like you've lost a loved one, a parent, a child, a partner. You didn't expect to be raising your kids on your own after being widowed. These are just some of the examples, the scenarios that I have come across where really bad stuff has happened. I'm not going to call it anything other than what it felt like in the moment. Really bad, horrible, mean, nasty things have happened. And you felt helpless. You felt stuck. But those things are not happening right now. Giving yourself the time to, one, feel sorry for yourself, process all the pain and suffering. And maybe there's like actually real decisions that you're needing to make, right? Change your job, get a divorce, right? So many different things that you need time for. And some of us, you know, and some of you guys that I hear have sought out help, right? Therapy, I did. I had $40,000 worth of therapy under my belt. And I say this again and again because that's how much I valued my own peace and my own safety, right? And my own healing. Maybe you had to pay for a lawyer. Maybe you had to pay for medical expenses, right? And maybe you needed to figure things out and heal from that trauma. But once everything is done, right? Time has passed. You've done the work to at least start the healing process. I'm not going to say it's always 100%, but at least you've done some of the work to get to the other side. Now I want you guys to let yourself stop using that thing from the past to define who you are today and the trajectory of the rest of your life. Just because a marriage didn't pan out the way that you thought doesn't mean that you're forever doomed. You can't have the loving life that you always wanted. Who's to say you're not going to actually make space for someone new in your life that you can love and value and who cherishes you for this version of you that is not over-delivering, sacrificing, right? Being victim. Who's to say? I'm not saying everything has a silver lining, but if you want to move forward, you have to let go. And many of us like to hold on to the past to validate our pain. Well, I'm here to tell you guys today that your pain is valid no matter what. What you went through and your suffering is seen, is valued, and it really did happen. But you don't need to keep carrying that flag around today. Okay? Some of the best coaching that I got once was from my coach on a live call in front of thousands of people. And I think I was getting coached on something about my mom and dad or something with my parents. I think it was with my mom. And it was very interesting. And this was years ago. And I quickly gave her a summary of my life real quickly. And I defined it as, well, you know, this is what's going on in my marriage. And this is why I'm in this bad situation. And she said to me, she's like, Pyle, why do you need to define yourself with something from the past that someone else decided? It's almost as if you need to like start with that. And I want to tell you that you don't. That's not who you are. That's something that you experienced. And also every time you bring it up now, you re-experience it in a different way. And it's okay to bring it up knowing that this is what you're doing, but subconsciously, I found myself starting with that. Hi, hello, this is what I've been through. I didn't want to do that anymore. And I want to say this was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And man, I decided that I wasn't going to let that thing that happened to me keep happening to me and keep it alive today. And that involves letting go of the story, letting go of the narrative in your head, how you were victim, how you were hurt, how your fertility journey didn't work out the way you thought, right? How the career didn't work out. How the treatment didn't work out. For how long are you going to sit and wallow over it? Because when you do that, you validate your past, but you don't have any space for your present or your future. All your doors are closed. Only when you close the door to the past after proper healing and work, which is all my clients do with me, then doors will open for you. And I can tell you guys, so many doors have opened for me. Doors I never thought possible. I never thought I'd be talking to you guys like this. I never thought that I'd have not one, but two amazing businesses. One that you guys are aware of is being a life coach for women, and I specialize in coaching brown women. And the second one is I have a telehealth practice for integrative pediatrics and parent coaching. I never talk about that, but I'm loving on that part of me too, right? I get to redefine my medical career. I get to redefine the way I show up as a parent, the way I think about myself and love myself, the way that I get to redefine my experience in my marriage, my relationship with my parents, like you name it, been there, done that. And I have so much hope for the future. I love my life today, even if it's not what I imagined it to be. And it's not easy, but I love that it's mine. And I love that I'm not playing victim anymore. So what in your life have you been holding on to that you've been feeling sorry for yourself? And how long do you want to keep holding on to it? Are you ready to let new doors open for you? Are you ready to hope and dream again? For many of you guys, I want to say, I keep hearing it's scary. It's scary to start over. It's scary to move forward. And I want to tell you guys, what's scarier than what you're already doing now? Staying stuck and victim. The world is your oyster. And sometimes we need a little push. And that's when I come in. I love pushing you guys with love and compassion. I love teaching you to push yourselves in a direction that feels grounded and aligned with who you want to be. You may not be there yet, but you know you have a desire, and it's okay to want something. Even if what you wanted in the past didn't work out, you get to want more and different things. Now you probably want things in a way that is more clear because you have more life experience. It's time to let go. Time to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Time to see what's possible. And I'd love to help. Have you been following me for a while, listening to my podcast, watching me on social media, getting my emails, and lurking? Well, this is a personal message to you today. It's time to take action. I am ready to meet you, listen to your story, and create a plan where you can live the life that you really want. Book a consultation to work with me one-on-one right now. I'd love, love, love to meet the new women who are going to fill up the open spots I have now. Have a lovely day. Anything is possible for you. I truly believe that. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.